A little bit of a shorter shiur today, but shiur number Lamed Tes, shiur number 39. We want to try to be mevar a little bit of the points that we raised in the Tosfos yesterday. We're discussing the line of the Gemara that says Bebitul ba'alma sagile, midoraisa bebitul ba'alma sagile. The question is, what does that mean? On a doraisa level, bitul by itself is good enough. We learned Rashi already. It says that it says in the pasuk Tashbisu, not Tavaru, and that tells us Hashbasa Belev is Hashbasa, and that tells us that Bittul is good enough. That was Rashi. We learned Tosfos has a Kasha on this, and we learned the fact that Tosfos has two Kashas on this, and therefore Tosfos disagrees. Why is it that Tosfos needs two Kashas? Why isn't one Kasha good enough? Look how one Kasha is good enough. Why does it need two Kashas? So the Teretz is because each one of the Kashas is really telling me something else. The first kasha is telling me what? What's the first kasha of Tosfos? He shows us from Rabbi Kiva's Shita that Havara and Hashbasa is really the same. Lo Tashbisu and Tevaru is really the same. So Rashi's initial point of why does it say Tashbisu, not Tevaru, Tosfos' point is really showing that it makes... No, it's really no difference between saying Tashbisu and Tavaru. It's the same meaning. Both words are the same. That's the first point that Tosfos makes. The second point that Tosfos makes in the second kasha, it's not two kashas to bring out the same idea, because you don't need two kashas to bring out the same idea. If something is absolutely true, it's already absolutely true from one kasha. You don't need two kashas to make it more absolutely true. Right? No such thing as more absolutely true. So the Teretz is, why is there a second kasha? The reason why there's a second kasha is because it's bringing out a different element. Rashi learns that, first of all, Tashbisu is different than Tevaru. Tashbisu and Tevaru, two different things. Tashbisu, whatever it means, Tevaru means to burn. Those things are two different things from each other. That's Rashi. What is Tashbisu? Rashi learns, apparently, Bittul. So Tosfos is making two points over here. First of all, he's showing us that really Tashbisu is the same as Tevaru. That's point number one. Point number two, you Rashi that learned that it's Bittul is problematic. Bittul can't work. So those are the two points over here in the Tosfos. Even in your own world, Rashi, that Tashbisu is Bittul, you run into a problem because you can't be Mevatel the Chametz after the sixth hour, and Tashbisu is Shayach after the sixth hour, Tosfos says. So after the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, the Chametz is already Asur. You can't do Bittul anymore. So Tashbisu, Bittul, it doesn't work according to Rashi. It's Shver. That's Tosfos' two kashas. So what does Tosfos say instead? Tosfos says, but rather, what is the Pshat? The Pshat is that it's Hefker. In other words, Tashbisu means to burn. Why over here is there no Isur Doraisa of Chametz? Because it's Hefker. I don't own it. The Gemara doesn't say Hefker. It says Bittul. It means Hefker. Bittul, it means Hefker. I don't own the Chametz. I'm okay. No Bali Rabbali Matzai. Why don't I own the Chametz? I made it Hefker. That's Tosfos. Tosfos has over the Kasha on himself that if that's true, that it's Hefker, so then I should have to do it in the presence of three people. And here it doesn't say anything about three people. So how could it mean that it's Hefker? How could it work, Bechlal? Tosfos says the Teretz that three people is a din dirabbanon. On the Raisa level, you don't need three people. That's Tosfos. Okay? So yesterday we left off with a couple of questions. We said, first of all, why is Bittul Hefker? Who says that's the same? They're not the same. Bittul is one thing, Hefker is something else. Aren't they two different things? First of all. Second of all, what is this idea that Bittul needs to be in front of three people, and then Tosfos just turns around and says, no, it's only a din d'rabbanan. What is the din d'rabbanan? Why should there be a din of three people? Why should it be only d'rabbanan, not d'oraisa? What's the havana in that point that Tosfos is making at the end of the Tosfos? So these are two points, just clarification within the Tosfos, try to understand a little bit better. So let's begin, first of all, with the Rambam in Hilchis Chametz Umatzah. Rambam says, what is Tashbisu? The Rambam says Tashbisu is Bittul. The Rambam, it's in Perek Beis. No.
Gimel Zion.
One second. In Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, what is Tashbisu? Mahi Hashbasa Zu Amur Batayra? Says the Rambam, it's Bittel Chametz. I'm going to read the Lashon of the Rambam. Shivat Halacha Chametz Beliboy V'yachshav Oisoy Ke'ofar B'yasin Beliboy Shevet Shetzel Chametz Klal. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. He should be machshivit that it's like dirt. We say every year, Pesach time, we say a Lashon of Bittel Chametz. What do we say? We say, Kol Chamira V'chamiya, Dike B'shusi, right? All Chametz that is in my possession, right? Le'batel, V'lehevi, what do we say? Le'batel, here's a sitter, you can check it out. What does it say? Le'batel, V'lehevi, what's that next word? Hefker, Ke'afra, Da'ara. That's the Lashon that we say in Kol Chamira. Le'batel, V'lehevi, Hefker, Ke'afra, Da'ara. It should be bottle and hefker, like the dirt of the ground. Where's that? Like the dirt of the ground. The Rambam says that shivat lachametz beliboy v'yachshavoy say ke'afar. That's what it says in Beis where he discussed the mitzvah of tashbisu. And then in Gimel Zayin, thank you, Yudaboshe, in Gimel Zayin, it says a lashon of v'yomar kol chametz. He tells you exactly the lashon to say kol chametz shiyesh. It's like offer. Does the Rambam say it should be hefker? He doesn't say hefker. He left out that word. In the Siddur that we say, it says lehevi hefker ka'afradaro. But in the Rambam, it just says it should be ka'afradaro. It should just be like the dirt. The Rambam leaves out the word hefker. That goes, Maimony. Very good question, Yankee. Why does the Rambam leave it out? That goes, Maimony, right here in Osches, brings from the Rav Yah that he has a Kabbalah from Rabbi Yoel HaLevi. Sheyesh lomar lebatel v'lehevi hefker ka'afradaro. The nuzach that we say in our Siddur is based on this Hagos Mamonios right here from this Rav Yah, that it should be batel v'lehevi hefker ka'afradaro. Why does he say that? Because he says in the next two words, debitel mishum hefker. Kach b'yashabin etam. Bittel is hefker, which is our Tosfos. That's our Tosfos. Our Tosfos is saying, Bittel is Hefker. So when you're going to say your Bittel, Zak derav Yah, Agos Mamonios quotes it, you should say those words. Le Bittel Velevi Hefker, Kafadaro. That's what it says in the Siddur, right? Excuse me. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam doesn't say that word, Hefker. Maybe the Rambam learns it's not Hefker. Right? We'll see later. We saw already this morning, the Mordechai actually tells us Meforish that the Rambam argues on Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam learns that it's not Hefker. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, the Rebbe by us, they learn it's Hefker. And according to that, Zakh the Rav Yah, you need to say that word. Lehevi Hefker, Kafadara. However, in the Rambam, you don't say that word. Why? Because it's not Hefker. The Rambam is not Hefker. What is it? Okay, we'll have to discuss. We'll have to try to figure it out. But first, let's focus on this pshat over here that it's Hefker. In the Hamshich of the Agos Mamonios, he brings that Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi would not say the word Hefker. Lo Yom Hefker. He would not say the word Hefker. Also, Rashi doesn't say the word Hefker. The Ram doesn't say the word Hefker. He brings many that don't say the word Hefker. So, whether or not you say the word Hefker in your Bittel Chametz is actually a major machlokas Rishonim. And it seems that the reason to say Hefker is relating to our Tosfos that Bittel is Hefker. That's Bittel, Hefker. Okay? So, wait a second. We say the word Hefker. We're following, not everybody, by the way, says the word Hefker. It's actually interesting. Even though that's printed in the Art School Siddur, but not everybody actually says that word Hefker. Why? Let's try to figure it out. Why? Because in our Tosfos, it says that Bittel is based on Hefker. But Tosfos has a kasha on himself. From where? From this din of that in front of three people. Hefker has to be in front of three people. The din in Nedarim has to be in front of... He has a kasha on himself. He gives the teretz, but Lamaisi has a kasha on himself. Okay? There's a whole bunch of other Rishonim that the Agos Mamonios quote that leave the word Hefker out legamri. What do they hold? They hold that it's not Hefker. They hold that it is Hefker, but you don't have to say it. What exactly do they hold? So let's try to understand this a little bit better. It could be, you know, I'll speak it out afterwards. Okay, first of all, I'll speak out the Rambam. before we answer this pshat in Tosos, we'll speak out the Ran. Okay? The Ran, not only is he aware that there's this problem of Bifnei Shlosha on Tosos, but the Ran brings in three more kashas on Tosos, on this pshat, that it's Midin Hefker. Three more kashas. What are the three kashas in the Ran? One kasha the Ran asks is based on the terminology. Do you say the word Hefker? The Ran's gear said it didn't say the word Hefker. Not like this Rav Yah. It didn't say the word Hefker. The Ran had the gear like the Rambam. Not like our sitter. So it doesn't say the word Hefker. So the Ran says, if you don't say that it should be Hefker, how did it become Hefker? You have a muffin on the table. You don't say that it should become Hefker. So it's not going to become Hefker. How could Tosfos say it's becoming Hefker if you never actually say the words it should become Hefker? I, the Girsa and Achanami. We don't have that Girsa. Maybe this is why Rabbeinu Tam, why the Rav Yah changed the Girsa, added in that word, Lehevei Hefker, because he says you got to have the Lush in it. Okay, fine, we'll change the Girsa. But the Ran said, but we've been using this Girsa without the word Hefker for 1,000 years. How can you tell me that it means Hefker? Where did that come from? It doesn't say the word Hefker. How could it mean Hefker? Swear. One question. It's like saying, you know, Yudaboshe, I'm going to give you all of these muffins, right? But let's say I don't actually, he knows that it's for him. Why? Because I said that. But let's say I wouldn't say that. Let's say I'll say, these muffins are delicious. So now, does that mean that they're Yehuda Moshe's?
No.
No, why not? I just said they're good. I never said that they should be his. So that's the Ran's problem. If I never say that the chametz should become Hefker, how does it become Hefker? It can't become Hefker without me saying it. So it's a Baam Kasha. So that's part of the reason why we'll change the Girsa. But the Ran is saying, forget about changing the Girsa. What about until now?
Saying that it's Hefker.
Let's say again?
When you're Miyayish something, you're saying that it's Hefker.
Very good question. How Yish actually works is something that needs to be understood, and it's a massive discussion of whether or not Yish actually makes it Hefker in the first place. There are many who hold that Yish is not actually Hefker, but we're going to talk about some of the points about that soon, Be'ez Hashem, in the third kasha of the Ran. Okay? The second kasha that the Ran asks is that it says over here that you can do Bittul Belev. Could do betel believe. There's a lashon of the Gemara many places. It says mevatlei beliboy vidayoy. Just be mevatel it in your heart, and that's enough. Can you make hefker just in your heart? Let's say I think in my head that I want to make something hefker. Does it become hefker?
No.
In order to make something hefker, what do I need to do? I need to say it. Dvarim shebelev inim dvarim. Just thinking about it, that's not good enough. Let's say I think about the fact that I want to be mekadosh a woman. I think about it. Now she's my wife? No. Doesn't work like that, right? I think about the fact that the food in my aunt should belong to me. Now it's mine. Boom. Just like that. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
It would be great.
It would be great. It would be a very dangerous world because people do the same thing to your stuff too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be so good. But if it was one directional, I hear it would be very good. But that's the Ron's kasha, another kasha on Tosa. How can you say it's Hefker? It doesn't make sense. I could think about it to be Bavatol. That's not going to make Hefker. You can't make Hefker just by thinking. The third kasha the Ran asks is based on Ashita Rabbi Yossi, that he says Hefker kimatana. How does Hefker work? It's like a gift. I give you something, it becomes yours. When does it become yours? When you acquire it. Zakt Rabbi Yossi, the same thing is true by Hefker. I'm Hefker something, it still remains mine until you acquire it. When you acquire it, then it leaves my rishus and becomes yours. So if that's the case, if that's the case, zakt the Ran, then bittul should never help me. Because what if I'm mevatel my chametz? Now it becomes hefker. It's sitting on my table. Nobody yet was zocha in it. I'm going to be over Bali Rabbi Yotze. Kort Rabbi Yossi. Because Kort Rabbi Yossi, the only way hefker works is that after you take it, after you pick it up and acquire it for yourself, then it leaves my rishus. Then it becomes not mine. But until then, it's still mine. And but that relates to what you were saying before about Yish, because many of the Farshim explained, the Ksos and Sivos, and others, they explain that how does Yiddish work? It works like this point, that it's I'm allowing other people to come and acquire it. But until somebody else actually comes and acquires it, it still belongs to me. That's over here. I should be over. Still belongs to me. Yeah.
Story of Matzia where someone is mafka their stuff like three times and someone comes and gets it. And then, forgetting the whole story.
Okay.
The point is that after the third time, it's a steer to Rabbi Yossi.
Okay, fine. There's questions on Rabbi Yossi. There's questions on Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi is a real Shita, and it needs to be addressed. You can't ignore it. This is something which, these three kashas of the Ran are powerful kashas. The Ran really is a little bit of a Talmud of the school of the Ramban, and the Ramban has half a page full of kashas on this Shita that Bittel is Hefker. Some of them are these three, and that these are the ones that the Ran quotes. But there's more. One of them, for example, is, what about doing Bittel on Yom Tov or on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do Bittel Chametz on Shabbos? Let's say Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, like this past year. Are you allowed to do Bittel Chametz on Shabbos? L'chari, you're allowed. The Ramban brings Makaris as Meforish that you're allowed. So the question is, are you allowed to make Hefker on Shabbos? Are you allowed to be Mafker something on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, you're not allowed to be mafkir something on Shabbos. So therefore, zakt the Ramban, it clearly can't be that Bittel is being mafkir. Can't be. He brings many questions on this mahalach. Many questions. So therefore, we'll get to the Ramban bli neder tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, or maybe the next day. But the Ran says, based on this, I want to try to give a pshat in how it could be hefker anyway. What does the Ran say? Did anybody see, you guys had a chance to get to that part of the Ran?
Yeah.
So we'll just say it very quickly and then we'll have a chance to hopefully go over it again more in depth tomorrow. The Ran says that the way it works is like this. It's not your standard Hefker. It's not your standard Hefker. Standard Hefker, the pshat is I go ahead and I make it Hefker. That is a Maisa Kinyan. That's something that needs to be done during the weekday, not on Shabbos. That's something that fits all of the halachas of regular hefker. I'm making a change in ownership from my ownership to no one's ownership, to hefker. That's something which is general hefker. In chametz, there's a very unique situation taking place. What's happening? It's going to become usser. When something is usser, you don't own it anymore. When it's usser ba'ana, when you're not allowed to have any benefit from it whatsoever, then you don't own it anymore. It's kilu, it's not yours anymore. It's like dirt, you don't own it. So, therefore, Zakta Ran, at that moment, it's not mine. So why am I over Bali Rabbali Matzeh if it's not mine? Because the Torah puts it back into my resource, like we quoted yesterday. Chametz, the Torah makes it mine, even though it really shouldn't be mine. That's what happens in the parasha of Chametz. So now comes the Ran and says like this. A regular guy, the Torah is going to make it his again. But if you come along and say, I don't want it, you come along and say, I'm not interested in chametz. I'm not interested in any chametz this year, these days, whatever it is, Pesach. I don't want any chametz. So then what's going to happen is, instead of the Torah putting it back into your rishos, it's kilu, you're telling the Torah, thanks, but no thanks. So the Torah says, okay, fine, you don't want it? We're not going to put it back into your rishos. It won't become yours again. It will stay not yours. So hell, it'll be hefker. It'll be hefker. So it comes out, how is it becoming hefker? It's not that I'm making it hefker. It's becoming hefker because the Torah takes it out of my rishos, and I am just not, I'm closing the door, I'm preventing it from coming back into my rishos. That's how the Ran explains what's going on over here. According to this, so I don't need to say a terminology of hefker because I'm not really being mafkirit. As long as I show that I'm not interested in it, that's good enough. That's why the lushin, I don't have to say the words hefker. And also that's why it could be in my mind because I don't need to actually make something happen. I don't need to make any change in ownership. I just need to have this idea that I'm not interested in reacquiring it. And similarly, that's why it could also work, because that's regular hefker. When I take it out of my rishos, it doesn't leave my rishos until somebody else acquires it. But this, it left my rishos because the Torah took it out of my rishos. So even Rabbi Yossi is going to be masking that it leaves my rishos. Right? And that's why the Ran is able to explain that there's actually a hefker taking place through Bittel, but it's without all of the problems that we would normally run into, that we would normally encounter when we're dealing with hefker. This is the Ran's pshat over here. Maybe this is Tosvos. What do you guys think? Is this Tosvos? Tos says hefker. Maybe this is Tosvos. Okay, it's late. We'll stop over here. Be'ez Hashem Linetta, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Try to figure out if this is actually Tosvos.